You finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. That's right. If you think that 2016 is becoming probably one of the weirdest years in news history that I can remember, but we have a solution for you that's pretty much basically an undo button for all of that sort of stuff, if you want to relive 2015, I guess. If endless cyber attacks, scare stories, viral fake news articles, online abuse, and the election... this will be coming up a lot. The election of Donald Trump has given yourself resolve to walk away from the internet? Well, you're in luck. Developers in Sweden have created a website that can help you delete your online presence in just a few clicks. Why am I not doing this to game show music? Do we have any game show music on file? I do, actually. Here we go. I found something. There we go. Yes. Let me turn that down. All right. Available at deceit.me, Willie Dalibo and Lucas Allenbach designed the internet deletion site for people to, quote, clean up your internet presence. Why have we got Family Feud playing in the background? That's not what I want. I want The Price is Right. Oh, there we go. Hey, The Price is Right is suggested. It knows me too well. Alright, so this is going to come up here. There we go. That's better. Now I can fully get in character. Alright. The servers let you see all of the websites you've signed up for or have accounts for and ask you if you would like to delete them or unsubscribe. It asks for your email address and password, so it's scanned for the sites you've signed up for. The developers said it takes privacy of users seriously and that the program runs on the user's computer, rather on their servers. Quote, so basically it's the only thing that you're telling us is what accounts you want to delete. That's it, they say. The website uses Google's security protocol, which means it won't gain access to users' login information, they added. Deceit.me is fairly limited at the moment. It requires users to have a Google email address that is used for all of your online accounts. So those ancient MySpace or Meebo accounts you've signed up for with a Hotmail address, you'll need to go into the sites and delete them yourself. It hasn't managed to receive any account deletion information from every service yet, so it appears to be a grayed-out delete button. And it may never work with smaller sites. That said, it already works with major websites that users would likely have accounts with, such as Facebook, Twitter, and Evernote. It's simple to use. Go to deceit.me, sign in with your Google email address, and go through the list of websites you've signed up for. Decide whether you want to delete, add to delete queue, or keep. I don't have to read four. If you have more sites associated with other accounts you'd like to delete, then you'll have to visit these individually and follow their instructions. All this can be yours for the low, low price of nothing. It's free. Yes. Actually, it's the low, low price of your online presence. It could be yours if the price is right. Wow, that was... Whoa. No, I don't want... That was perfect. That was almost perfect.